From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We're having a great weekend. We decided to come in to enjoy Christmas in New York. We had come over the summer and we wanted to come and see the tree and experience the tree. And we're quite surprised by the snowstorm, but it actually is adding to the fun and adding to the experience of Christmas in New York.
I took action to give the industry a chance to adjust to the surge in foreign imports and to give relief to the workers and communities that depend on steel for their jobs and livelihoods. These safeguard measures have now achieved their purpose, and as a result of changed economic circumstances, it is time to lift them.
Now with removing the tariffs, who knows what's going to happen? We're a dumping grounds for the steel that Europe wants to keep out. And I think the president should be more concerned with the American worker and not the WTO.
This is moved up here. White boy.
Back up. Put your hand behind your back.
Because Mr. Jones's death was a result in whole or, as in this case, in part of the purposeful act of another person or persons, specifically the attempt to subdue and arrest him by police, his death will be ruled a homicide.
We believe them to be involved in crimes such as theft of motorcycles, narcotics trafficking in particular, methamphetamine, traffic in firearms and explosives. As a matter of fact, we recovered some explosives earlier in this investigation that were stolen.
They're pretty friendly, and for the most part, things are pretty quiet out back, and they'd have parties maybe once a year, but you'd think they'd have motorcycles zooming around all the time, but they're pretty mellow.
We will not go anywhere, either on a roadmap or any other plan that someone might have, unless terror is brought to an end. And this is the clear and consistent message we have been giving to the Palestinian leadership ever since. And this is what we've been trying to get moving on.